Hello and welcome to Houston for On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by our friends at ProTrans. Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggam, and the Jaguars have landed and are at the team hotel getting ready for a game tomorrow. For them, that doesn't have a lot of meaning, but for the Texans, has great significance.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere. If the Texans win, they're definitely in the playoffs. Now, they're probably going to get in either way. The Colts are unlikely to get in, but I think it's going to be a great situation. Now, I'm looking forward to the atmosphere. Houston's been a long time since they've had a playoff team.
You know, I say that it doesn't have a lot of meaning, and that's from a team perspective. But for a lot of individuals, it has significance that goes very deep. Guys are always being judged, fighting for roster spots.
Well, you're talking about this football team, the Jaguars roster. You know, with Shad Khan making the announcement this week that Gus Bradley will be back, there's going to be a lot of evaluation. I think you can determine a lot about players in a game like this, Brian, a lot.
Jaguars see Brian Hoyer tomorrow. He's missed the last two games with a concussion. How much does he elevate their offense?
Well, he's been very efficient. If you look at him from a statistical standpoint, he's been outstanding, their best quarterback. So I think he's going to provide a boost. But no matter who's playing quarterback for the Houston Texans, they all have learned pretty quick. Throw the ball to DeAndre Hopkins. He's a marvelous player on offense. He's a deep threat. Last time the Jaguars played him, Devon House covered him very well for the first half, but DeAndre Hopkins ended up having a pretty good second half.
Other side of the coin, the Jaguars have a hobbled Jeremy Parnell, their right tackle, whom they signed to handle J.J. Watt. Watt's played with a cast and played pretty well. How do you see that matchup?
Well, I don't know if I would have anybody match up very well against J.J. Watt. He's been playing very well with the cast. Last week was his first sack in, I think, a number of weeks since he had the cast on against the Tennessee Titans. He's an absolute game wrecker. He's a marvelous player, and I hope that it is Jeremy Parnell. Sam Young, I think, would do a very good job, though. He's a capable right tackle if he has to play.
All right, all those and more storylines tomorrow. We've got the best coverage for you of the Jaguars season finale right here on Jaguars.com. Enjoy the game.